I don't know if you have said to yourself the things that coronavirus is making me do. I've had numerous people say, I've never done this before, because now we do it because we're compelled to. For example, the other day, 5 o'clock in the morning, I was sweeping and swabbing my kitchen. The things that coronavirus is making me do. On Friday, and if you know me, you're going to find this very strange. On Friday, I had my first Penn Station sandwich and half a Diet Coke. Folks, I've succumbed. I've given in. I'm finished. I'm done. The things that coronavirus is making us do. I want to preach a very brief homily because at the end of it all, I have some important information to share with you, and that might take just a little time. But I have a full-length homily, but I'm trying to condense it into a way that it can still be a reflection for us. There are no better words with which I could begin this reflection than the words of Jesus. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. Folks, in this generation, we have never been troubled like this before. We remember September 11th, 2001. Yes? It changed the world. We remember the economic crisis of 2008. We were troubled then. But this feels different. The sense of unknown, the uncertainty, the insecurity. Our generation has never seen anything like this. To us, Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. What do these words mean in time of this pandemic? Here are three things that I would like to share with you. Again, the full text of my homily is online. I'm condensing this just a little bit. The starting place for my first point is where the disciples were. When Jesus talks about going away, the question that Thomas asks is, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? That's my starting point. How often humanity has acted like we know the way. And look where it has got us today. One of the most helpful things to do during these times is to admit we do not know the way. And it's a hard place to be at. To admit that we do not know is very liberating. It sets us free to look deeper, to search more diligently, to listen more eagerly, to conduct ourselves more intentionally. Yes, we do not know. We hear Jesus' frustration with the disciples because they were not looking deep enough or going far enough. Have I been with you so long, Philip? And you still do not know me. I confess, folks, that after 2 months of these online masses and about to begin public liturgies at the end of the month, I'm troubled. I'm troubled by the pandemic. But I'm also troubled that perhaps as the human race, we are ignoring the lessons from the virus that has now infected 4 million people and caused more than 280,000 deaths, 80,000 of them in our own country. My prayer, my fervent prayer today is that we may have the faith, the humility, and the courage to say, we do not know the way. I think it's the starting point for recovery and healing. Of course, then Jesus responds to the disciples' lack of understanding with the words, I am the way and the truth and the life. What/who is the way? What/who is the truth? What/who is the life? As far as I'm concerned, love is the way, love is the truth, love is the life, for God is love. Today's gospel reading is taken from the 14th chapter of John. Now, along with chapter 13 and 15, this section of Jesus' monologue, it's all a monologue, is called the Last Supper Discourse. The discourse begins with Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, and that's in chapter 13. Now, interspersed within these three chapters are these words of Jesus. In them I find the way and the truth and the life. And in them I'm interpreting the way and the truth and the life to be love itself, for God is love. So hear these verses from the Last Supper Discourse. Jesus says in chapter 13, 34 to 35, I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Then chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Chapter 14, verse 23, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. John 15, 9, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. Verse 15, chapter 15, 12 to 13. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Chapter 15, verse 17. This I command you. Love one another. Jesus led us out of sin and darkness, death and destruction through love. Today, as badly as we need a vaccine for the virus, I believe we need to find a way to love one another out of this pandemic. And hence the title of my homily, Loving Our Way Out of the Pandemic. To love as Jesus loved, to care for others as Jesus cared, to think selflessly about humanity as Jesus thought of humanity, is at this moment the way, the truth, and the life. When Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled, he's saying to us, love is the way, love is the truth, love is the life. Could we love our way out of this pandemic? And thirdly, I want to address our mothers. I want to read for you an excerpt from a card I received this week. Back in the 80s, I was a single mom with four children, living paycheck to paycheck, often not knowing where my next dollar was going to come from. Along with that, my son had a major breakdown and was hospitalized with a diagnosis of schizophrenia. I suppose I'm sharing this with you because I have so much compassion for all who are now in financial need and feeling lonely, afraid, and often hopeless. I have been there. After paying my bills, this lady continues, I have $200 left from my stimulus check. Please use it where there is the most need. Today is Mother's Day. This single mother took care of her children when she had to face all the challenges of life, and yet she did it. Today, as she lives through another crisis, her motherly heart continues to care, if not for children, but for others. Folks, I believe it is through mothers that God most closely says to us, do not let your hearts be troubled. As long as we have mothers with us, we should know that God Himself is with us, saying to us, do not let your hearts be troubled. To all mothers out there, even in this time of challenge and crisis, as your heart aches sometimes for your children, worries about their future, and you worry about your families, I wish you a very blessed and a love-filled Mother's Day. You are God's gift to us. Today we love you and we honor you. But just not today, but every day. The God who is love will very soon be